South Africans should obviously not only be the ones that's being careful of every channel they use to communicate, and I think we need to be defining what these channels are that we use to communicate. Because communication obviously comes in many forms, but the standard email, SMS, collaboration tools that we use every day, such as Teams and Slack, social media platforms, of course, as well. All of them, seemingly millions of people use them every day, of course. But we need to be mindful that none of these communication platforms used by you as an individual or a citizen or the company that you work for is immune to attempts by cyber criminals and even, what we've seen as highly sophisticated deep fake videos or phone calls that obviously get generated through through artificial intelligence seem very, very legitimate, but they're not. So I think as a departure point, be very mindful of what communication channels you use. And of course, within those communication channels, don't just assume it's fact. Just like, you wouldn't consider any news to be truth until you validate it through a series of platforms. Citizens or users or consumers also need to be on lookout for things like unsolicited emails, from addresses that they recognize. Of course, these type of communications come now through every channel. So SMS, you frequently get a notice that your bank account's going to be suspended because you haven't done RICA on it, as an example. And there's a link in there that you need to click. You'll get WhatsApps from people that you might know or think you know, or even organizations asking you to click on something. So what's interesting is our research at Mimecast has found that users tend to let their guard down a bit outside of corporate security protection. So for most part, what people need to understand, when you're in your office environment, that the business has implemented security controls and measures that will prevent you clicking most likely on a link that could be potentially harmful. Not saying it's okay to do so, but you've got a plan B should you have done that. In your personal capacity, you most likely do not have that additional security controls and measures. So this, your kind of, should I say, behavior in the office is not necessarily the same behavior you should apply at home. You should be a little bit more risk concerned at home than you should be probably at the office. Also, what users need to be looking out for and being really careful for is obviously when they're visiting particular websites, especially during these days like, Black Friday and those type of things, be very mindful not to click on links with an email. In our research, we found that in excess of 90% of all cyber attacks initiated through an email. So for all intentional purposes, avoid clicking on links within an email. Rather, go to the website and then obviously look for that particular special that you're looking for, or in the case of you having to do something for someone in that email, rather phone them and validate their request if you have any doubt in your mind that this is legitimate at the end of the day. And then last but not least, I think a key part, what we need to look out for is that, all the individuals that have we all as citizens, of course, have got a vital part to play in maintaining ongoing vigilance and awareness. So, I'm a big advocate of highlighting cybersecurity awareness and enablement should happen at a very young age. And I always say it's not something you do, but it's more of a habit than anything else at the end of the day. So you need to adopt it as part of your day-to-day, kind of approach in terms of how you look at communication and how you look to communicate. So unfortunately, there's no straightforward way for folk to determine if they have been breached because type of breaches all look different. So as an example, an individual company may require obviously a little bit of a different approach than towards a person in their personal capacity in terms of whether they've been hacked or not. But that said, consumers can go to a website that's called haveibeenpwned.com. And obviously we can provide the link. This will obviously show you as a consumer whether your email address that you use in your personal capacity has in any way or form been involved in a data breach. That obviously doesn't mean necessarily you've been negatively impacted or suffer any form of financial loss. It just means that a company where your email was kept on record had some form of breach that has been reported to the information regulator. And of course, the call to action would then be to change your passwords as quick as you can in order to ensure that you obviously don't have any compromise further down the line. What we need to also recognize is that professional cyber criminals don't hack organizations. They hack people, as I mentioned before, and therefore, they can hack your system for days, weeks, and months even without you even knowing that you've been compromised. So some of the telltale signs to look out for in order to establish that something is amiss is obviously to look for unfamiliar software of sorts and processes on any of your devices, like your computer or your phone. So if you hypothetically haven't installed an app and it's suddenly there, you should be asking questions. If your device starts operating differently, it constantly needs to restart because it's getting slow, et cetera, again, that might be a telltale sign that there's some, something devious going on. Also, in additional to that, could be user-related activities such as, suddenly you get alerts that you're logging in from a different country into your email, as an example. And that could be an example of people attempting to access your information. And then last but not least, I would say, obviously, the most important thing is you start hearing from your family or clients or vendors that they're receiving emails from you that you did not send, which obviously could also be another telltale sign that somebody has accessed your email account, subsequently sending emails on your behalf, which obviously, again, they're trying to prey on that human behavior where I know this person, I'm going to click on the link and provide them with the information that they want or need.